Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is hour two on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday. It's a Thanksgiving Friday, since we won't be here on Thursday and Friday from next week. And in case you're wondering what is on the menu, Tyler, the moderator, and all the backroom guys, they pitched in for the Thanksgiving meal. Everybody had their own specialty. We have the Spatchcock Maple Brine Turkey that Tyler, if you're watching, is out there right now checking on. And you could almost smell it from here, how good that is. Green bean casserole, stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potato marshmallow casserole. You didn't ask for it, but you got it. Cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. All right. Hour two on the program. We will give you a World Cup preview. We did find out some tragic news that apparently Budweiser sent a bunch of Budweiser over there, and then they were told that they're not able to sell the Budweiser at the stadiums. I'm guessing Budweiser, let's say Qatar ordered this, and then they shipped it over. I don't think that they shipped it over and said, hey, let us know how much you sell. They probably said, all right, we're going to take a couple million dollars worth of Bud. And but if you're in your suite, I think you can have Budweiser there as you're watching. It's so hot over there. Man, you're going to need a nice cold beer. Yeah, Paul.
There are also a couple articles that said there's still fan fest areas outside the stadiums where there will be beer available. So they're... But inside the stadium, maybe they're thinking about the safety, but other World Cups have had beer.
Yeah, but a little bit different in Qatar.
Sure, different rules.
Yeah, very.
Very different.
Very different. Yeah, Seton.
I wonder, too, if it just has to do with the TV exposure part of it. Right? Like, it feels like all of the areas that are going to be on TV the most aren't allowed to have alcohol.
But if you're in your suite and, you know, maybe they smoke the windows so nobody can see in there as you're having some parties in there.
Right.
I'm guessing. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. The Titans did what the Titans do. They won the game 27-17, and we've spent a lot of time talking about the Packers as they move forward, and are they going to be on the outside looking in of the playoffs? Looks like that. The Browns and Bills, that game has moved to Detroit because of all the snow. The Bills' practice today has been canceled because of all the snow. They're going to have a Zoom practice, however that works, but that game will be Sunday in Detroit. College football weekend, World Cup starts on Sunday. Aaron Judge, Paul Goldschmidt win the Most Valuable Player Awards. Poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor.
Dan, let me update you on hour one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which we had a Ryan Tannehill poll question.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill is a blank quarterback.
All right.
Your options are great, good, below average, no opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess?
Well, I said no opinion.
right? 7.6% have no opinion. Only 2% have him as a great quarterback. 73% say he's good.
Okay.
He's good.
All right.
I'm okay with being a good quarterback.
He was the best quarterback on the field last night.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
He
threw for 300 yards.
Boom.
Yeah, Paul.
I like how Seton delivered. He's good. Like when you're lying, you say,
no, he's good.
How was that sandwich I made for you? It's good.
Yeah,
it's
no,
good.
He's good. Yeah. No, he's good. He's not bad. He's good.
Pure lie.
Yeah.
No, he's good.
We'll check in with the Packers coming up. Oscar-winning filmmaker Jordan Peele's latest is an epic sci-fi nightmare. And you'll never look at clouds the same way. You can stream Nope now on Peacock.
Nope.
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 Yes, Todd.
I'm seeing Stefon Diggs just virtually pulled his hammy, but he's day-to-day. He should be okay for the game. No good? Mm. Having a virtual practice. He virtually pulled his hammy.
I know, but we kind of moved on.
It was a this-just-in kind of thing. But when is a this-just-in, it doesn't necessarily
Why don't you give that to Max Kellerman?
Okay. Wow, that was harsh.
Give it to Max Kellerman.
That was tough.
And since it's a virtual injury because there's no physical contact, he's going to be okay. So that's good news.
I'd virtually like for you to shut up.
Wow. Okay. You know that's going to hurt my feelings on Friday.
No, I know.
Talk to me like that right before the weekend.
But I did tell you, you and Marv, it's neck and neck.
Not anymore, obviously.
Most valuable Danette.
Someone's obviously in the lead.
You have a month to screw it up.
Great.
Because right now, you're the favorite.
I'll definitely find a way to screw it up.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, Marv.
He's like Larry Coker with the Hurricanes in 01. Look, you're driving a Ferrari. Don't screw it up, all right? Team's too good. Screw it up.
Just make sure they show up on Saturday.
Who would have thought a Larry Coker reference?
I love that.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. You're absolutely right about that. All right. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. And that's our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country. We say good morning to you. Matt in Colorado. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys and your families.
Thank you, Matt.
Hopefully it's a safe and great holiday. Regarding the Packers, if there is a quarterback change coming along, then we may see what kind of lover Aaron Rodgers is.
Okay. See what you did with that little ayahuasca callback there with Jordan Love. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, at some point, does Jordan Love get to play this season? Michael in Fort Wayne. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Happy Meat Friday. I'd like to answer the poll question for Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
But I'm going to steer in a slightly different direction by suggesting the Thanksgiving food that he is most like.
Okay.
He is okay. His position is important, but most of the time he is not too exciting. Ryan Tannehill is mashed potatoes with no gravy.
Okay. All right. So now the question is, what part of Thanksgiving dinner is Ryan Tannehill?
I got it. Just defend mashed potatoes for a second here. I don't know why we're getting taking personal shots here, but
I got to have a little bit of gravy on there with Ryan Tannehill or butter, but it's more like stuffing. Yeah. It's there. If you love it, it's great. I'm not a stuffing guy. Yes, Paul.
If we do NFL quarterback comps to Thanksgiving side dishes, we could do a week on that.
Okay.
That would be a blast.
Okay.
We may have to do an extra show.
Mm. But do you want to be called a turkey?
Yeah.
That's
right.
The only thing. You know, Patrick Mahomes would be a turkey.
Right. The lead dog.
Yeah.
The star of the meal.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
See, now really what we're getting down to, though, is that some people are more into the sides than they are the turkey. So to me, if it's like, oh, you're the turkey, like Ryan Tannehill might as well be the turkey.
And Kirk Cousins would be the daytime stuff, but he would not be good at night with the leftovers.
He's not a leftover guy.
Not a leftover guy. That's nighttime.
Well, you used to have Thanksgiving early in the day.
That's right.
So Kirk D. Cousins, that'd be great.
Yeah.
He always dresses like he's going to Thanksgiving dinner, too, perpetually.
John in Ohio. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Oh, Dan, thanks for taking my call. 5'9" and shrinking 189.
Okay.
Thanks to the Rona. But anyway, hey, I got a couple of things. One is, love the interview with Mike Krzyzewski yesterday. I was thinking about Kyrie Irving. Is he more of a big shot Bob or maybe even a Steve Kerr career with one big shot? versus like a Paul George or a Kevin Durant, somebody you'd want to build around?
Oh, no, no. Kyrie's a great player. Steve Kerr and Robert Horry were just situational players. Horry more than a situational player, but that's all Steve Kerr was. Kyrie's a great talent. You would never confuse that with the talent of Steve Kerr. Kyrie, you know, and Mike Krzyzewski said, look, I love him. You know, he's had a long-term relationship with him ever since he went to Duke and he was on the Dream Team, but still trying to figure him out. And actually, coming up in the final hour, Chris Haynes, who did the interview with Kevin Durant for Bleacher Report, did a great job. Chris will join us, sort of talk about what that situation is. Because I still get the feeling, is a trade in play for one of those two guys. And in case you didn't know it, last night Ben Simmons had 15 points. He had a great all-around game. Didn't miss a shot. The average length of his field goals was 1.8 feet. But I'll take it. That's one of those, if I said, man, do you see the numbers for Ben? Do you have Ben Simmons' numbers there, Paulie, with points, rebounds, and assists?
Last night?
Yeah.
I got like 15, 13, and 7.
Yeah. Oh. You'll take that. And even if you say, well, oh, did he hit some jumpers? No. No. His average field goal attempt was, 1.8 feet. Yeah, Seton.
How many times did he go to the line? Because that's kind of the flaw with this. Like, if you're getting to the hoop, you're probably going to go to the line a bunch.
Paulie?
Ben Simmons was 3 for 4 from the line last night. Oh, if he could, if he sniffs 75%.
Oh, my God.
Let's go, Ben!
If he gets upper 60s, low 70s, we're in business here.
All-star? Question mark?
We turn our attention to the Green Bay Packers. Pete Doherty covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Pete, how would you sum up what happened last night?
Oh, there's a couple ways of looking at it. I mean, they looked like a bad team for a lot of the night, and I think my take's a very much minority take, but I think Tennessee was a really, really, really tough matchup for them. The Packers are a limited team. They have to be able to run the ball. They just absolutely have to. And this was a team they were not going to run the ball against. You force these guys to throw. A weird thing to say with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, right? But you force them to throw. They've been bad all year when they've had to throw a lot. Rodgers threw 37 passes. That right there tells you it was a bad night for the Packers. He's got to be more in the 25 or under range. And they were not going to run the ball against this team. And the Packers' run defense has been borderline brutal a lot of times this year. And they're going against Derrick Henry. Now, they had a decent game against them, but they totally had to sell out to stop the run. And Ryan Tannehill, of all guys, is covering them up because he's going against one-on-one coverage the whole time. So I can't say that this was a stunning loss. They did look bad, but they actually have something going now with Christian Watson that they didn't have even 2 weeks ago. It's way too little too late. I mean, it sure looks like that.
What about Rodgers' thumb? How serious is it? Had some, wobbly passes there. Threw a lot of passes for a guy if he has something serious going on with that thumb. Your thoughts moving forward with that injury?
He's had it for, it's got to be at least, I got to go back and look, but probably 5 weeks or so. And he had it last week, and he was really, really sharp last week. So I can't say that that's very likely the problem here. It was just he had a bad game accuracy-wise. He missed, three or four throws that you got to hit that he's made his living on. And but like I said, I thought this was a really, really tough matchup for him to be. Tennessee's not that good a team. They're not one of the top five teams in the league, but I don't know, if you went through the league and picked out the five teams the Packers would least want to play, they might be on that list.
At what point does Jordan Love see some airtime?
I don't think till they're mathematically out of it. And then I think they have to give him a look, don't they? I mean, it was a couple of weeks ago before the Dallas game, I was thinking, man, that's going to be pretty soon. And then they played so well against Dallas and gave themselves some life. And that's why this was I think they were stunned by getting beat. I think they thought they had really found something and turned the corner.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think they're improved from a couple weeks ago, but this was a really tough matchup for them. And it's gotta be, they got to see what Love can do. If they, if they're out of it, they've got to see what they have there, because they've got to make a decision on the fifth year option, and they can't have both him and Rodgers on the roster in 24, but they have to make that decision next May. So, you know, that's a hard call, and they either have to work out with Rodgers that he's going to retire, or that they might have to deal him, or they'd have to deal Love. I mean, they have to do something there.
Well, let me go back to what you were saying about Rodgers. The likelihood he comes back, given what this season has been, we always hear athletes say, or we think they're going to say, well, you can't go out this way. Well, can Aaron Rodgers go out this way?
I find it really, really hard to believe that he'll retire. There's probably several reasons, but one of them is he's got a $59 million guaranteed contract. As long as he doesn't retire, somebody's going to have to pay him that $59 million. I mean, how many people would walk away, are going to walk away from that? I'm thinking he also, and he's not going to, if Brady retires this offseason, he's not going to want to retire the same offseason he does. I mean, they're both going to go in the Hall of Fame on their first shot. You know, I don't think he's going to want to be the number two guy at that Hall of Fame ceremony.
Do you think Brady is going to retire?
Oh, I don't know if he will or not. Well, maybe not. Maybe he'll be playing 30 years from now.
I don't know. It feels like if you said who's going to retire first, I might say Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I was thinking Brady's probably going to retire. And all of a sudden, you know, things change so fast in this league. I mean, 2 weeks is like a lifetime in this league sometimes.
Yeah, I just wonder, as it felt like Devontae Adams left and then the Packers lost their identity, or like, now what do we do? And who's our go-to guy? I can't pin it all on Devontae Adams, who, by the way, the Raiders aren't any good either, and he was supposed to go there and help them.
You know, their receiving core is young. They got new guys. It's not just overflowing with talent. I don't think it's as bad as everybody thinks it is. And Christian Watson certainly has talent. He's been hurt almost the whole time. This Romeo Doubs, I don't know if you saw him at all. He was their fourth round pick. There's real ability with this guy. I mean, this guy can play. Now he's out with a high ankle sprain. He's missed, I think this was his third game. So he's going to miss at least one more, I would guess, maybe a couple more. But actually going into next year, if they finish pretty decently, they're probably going to feel like they have something going, because those are two pretty talented young receivers.
You seem really calm, Pete.
I just woke up, Dan. I didn't get to bed until 3. So
And by the way, with the background here, you look like you're in heaven. You look like you're an angel.
I don't feel like it. It's awful cold outside right now.
It's great to talk to you, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Pete Doherty, covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. He kind of, you know, has that, you know, that light backlit there.
Like St. Peter sitting next to him.
St. Pete. No, he is St. Pete. Yeah. St. Pete there. Pete,
welcome.
It's your time.
Come in. Welcome to the pearly gates. Well, thank you, Pete. He's very calm. Like, all right, nothing. Yeah, don't worry about it. So what? Yeah. Pete Doherty from the Afterlife and the Green Bay and the Green Bay Press Gazette.
All right, well, at least a season ticket would open up for somebody.
Let's take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We'll check in on the World Cup, get a preview. Seton's all excited about this.
Let's go.
Seton gave me a bunch of questions to ask our guest, Tab Ramos, coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
World Cup starts on Sunday, and we thought Tab Ramos, one of the greatest soccer players we've ever produced, would be able to help us. The head coach of Hartford Athletic and working for Telemundo is their World Cup analyst, and he joins us on the program from Qatar. Thanks for joining us, Tab. Set the scene there of what you expect the World Cup to be like over the next few days, weeks.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for having me on. Well, I expect it to be extremely competitive. You know, teams have been getting closer to each other. Many of them within their confederations had a real tough time to get here. And I think it'll be a tough, competitive tournament from the get-go.
Your favorites, let's say top three favorites are?
Top three would be Brazil, Argentina, and France. Those are the teams that likely have the most talent and the ones that are most ready to potentially win the tournament.
Give me your sneaky team or teams.
Sneaky team likely that no one is talking about, Denmark. Denmark has the talent. Denmark had a great qualifying round, but it's not one that people mention when they talk about potential winners or teams that could upset other teams to get to finals, such as could be Portugal, it could be Holland, it could be those teams. I think Denmark could be the dark horse.
If I haven't seen the United States play, how would you describe them going into this tournament?
U.S. is a team that's very athletic. It's dynamic. They have good athletes, fast. They're good in transition. And now, you know what? They have players who technically are very good. This U.S. team can basically compete against any team in the world right now.
We also look at youth differently sometimes. It's you're too young, or sometimes you're so young you don't know any better and you just play differently. You got the United States, I think, the youngest team in the World Cup, or certainly one of the youngest. How do they use that to their advantage?
Yeah, so here's the thing about the U.S. team. So it's the second youngest team at the World Cup. Yet is is a team with a lot of experience. You know, we have players who play on big clubs around the world who are used to playing big games week in and week out. And although it's the second youngest team here and likely the youngest team we have ever had, it's probably the most experienced team that we have had.
The one player on the United States that, as he goes, the team will go is who?
Well, I think it's going to have to be Christian Pulisic. You know, Christian Pulisic is the star. Christian Pulisic will likely be the captain of the team. Unfortunately, Christian Pulisic hasn't really done well for the national team over the last year and a half. You know, there's been other guys that have been pulling this team hard, and I think this is the time where the best player on the team has to be the best player on the team, and that's Christian Pulisic.
All right, give me the realistic expectations there for Team USA.
Yeah, realistic expectations would be that, you know, when I match up player by player, the U.S. squad compared to the Wales squad, we are better. When I match up player by player, U.S. squad versus Iran, we are better. When I match us up against England, we're likely not. So if we're second in the group, we should get into the second round. I think the problem is that the U.S. team has not done much to give us the confidence that they can really win those two games that they're supposed to win. I'm hoping that they can turn it around, that they're ready to go, that they're excited to show their best, because we have not seen their best.
How would you describe Qatar?
It's fabulous. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's a country that's basically, you know, the feeling when there's you go and see a brand new house, you go into a new community and you're shopping for a new house. This is sort of what it's like. It's taking the keys to a brand new house, and Qatar is brand new.
Expensive, though, those houses, though.
There's no question. You're buying in a good part of town.
The weather, does weather play an issue when the games are held?
No, I don't think it will. I don't think it will. We have days here, just about every day, the highest temperature is about 92, 93 degrees. The lowest is about 75 to 70, somewhere in that range. And most of the games are played at night. U.S. has all three games, I believe, at 10 p.m. starts, which will put them in the mid to low 70s at game start. So I don't think the weather will be an issue at all.
When you were on Team USA, the best team you ever faced, best player you ever faced was who?
Well, likely the best team we ever faced is probably Italy in 1990 when we had to play them in Rome. You know, when it comes to the best player, it's hard to pick because we played against a lot of good players, but I would have to say maybe Pibe Valderrama in 1994. He was at his best, and he was playing for a Colombia team that was selected to be one of the favorites for that World Cup, and we knocked them out when we beat them.
How were the fans to you in Rome when you're facing Italy?
Well, look, I mean, we had come, you know, we're a bunch of young guys, no experience. We were basically tourists when we went to Italy. And we arrived after losing to Czech Republic the first game, 5-1. And all we saw when we looked out of our bus was fans going like this for, you know, we're going to beat you 10-0. So they thought it was going to be an easy game. You know, we managed to lose only 1-0. But for us, that was pretty much like a victory at the time.
How important is that match against England?
It's huge. I think it's huge because I think it can sort of getting a good result against England in that game. It can put us at that place where we can really dream about what this team can do in this World Cup. I think we have the talent for it, and I'm hoping that England game is a great game. Even if we were to lose that game by one goal, if we could see that up and down transition game where we really match up against them, that would give us a lot of confidence going into a second round.
Tab, thank you. Have fun over there. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
That's Tab Ramos. He's looks like he's on a balcony there in a high rise overlooking a city. Could be any city in the world, but that's a very nice perch that he had there. All shiny. It feels like everything's shiny and new over there. But Tab was a former midfielder. He's in the Soccer Hall of Fame, head coach of Hartford Athletic, now working for Telemundo. And the World Cup starts on Sunday. We'll get some phone calls here. Are we going to have World Cup picks? Didn't Seton, you have a bet? Somebody took Brazil and France, and you got the rest of the field? Does that sound right?
I think so. Yeah, I got to go back and look at that.
Yeah, I thought that there was a bet there. Yes, yes.
We're all rooting for the Team USA. Should we pick a backup team? Like, I don't know if Iceland made it, but that seems like a team would be fun.
I vaguely recall somebody picked France the last time we had the World Cup. Hello?
Nailed it.
Yes, I did.
I remember, actually, Paulie picked Croatia, too, which was a hell of a pick.
I did?
Yeah, that was like whoa, dude.
No recollection.
Yeah.
I do remember we backed Iceland last time.
Yes, we did.
And I think they sent us some kits.
Wales, I would be rooting for Wales, but Wales plays the United States.
We're going to whale on them.
Oh, okay. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, sure.
That game, that's by far the most important game. The game against England is like the shiny one that's like, oh, wow, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to get the big TV audience. Mm-hmm. But the Wales game is absolutely must win for the United States.
Okay.
Yep.
Back to the studio. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah,
I had some candidates for teams we could pick. And my thought is, if we're really nice to this team, maybe like the Tourism Bureau will like say, hey, look at the Dan Patrick Show. Switzerland. They're kind of, you know, plus 10,000. We can get down on that if you want.
What about Ivory Coast? Are they in there?
They're not.
No, they're not.
Can we fire up the Irish Americans for World Cup justice again, please?
They're not.
They got robbed again this time.
Yeah, I know.
Ronaldo, of all people, too, is the one that's garbage.
But you, Messi's going to be playing.
Yeah, Ronaldo's playing, too.
Oh, he's going.
Portugal's in the World Cup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
We get back the Netherlands. They've got a chance. They're a little. They're not pesky. We usually go with the pesky. Mm. Like,
is Ivory Coast in there?
No,
they're not. Okay. No.
I got more. You already asked that.
I know. I thought I'd ask again. Yeah.
Costa Rica. They're the least. They're the Mr. Irrelevant right now. Seems like a nice place.
Okay. Well, Giselle and Tom have a. Well, Giselle has a house there in Costa Rica.
He has half a house.
I don't know if Tom has the house there.
Cameroon. Yeah.
Cameroon?
Rigaroon.
Ryan Young song. Can we play? Can we find Gary Miller's soccer breakdown? Maybe we'll play that in the final hour.
Roberto.
Soccer breakdown in 3.
I hate soccer.
Canada. We like Canada. We're pro Canada.
Yeah.
The red card is the calling card. FIFA. Soccer is governing body.
He started out when he said FIFA instead of FIFA.
I'm going to try this one last time.
Gary Miller, SportsCenter anchor at the time, and he had to voice over soccer, and Gary probably wasn't. No, wait. He wasn't the soccer guy. And I just remember, so we're listening to Gary. He was voicing this over. He's recording it. Do you have it, Marv? Okay. Here's Gary Miller.
Soccer breakdown in 3, 2, 1. FIFA, soccer's governing body. 3, 2, 1. FIFA, soccer's 3, 2, 1. The red card has become the calling card for this year's tournament. 7 ejections for 3, 2, 1. Witness Romania's Ian Bladiu against the Swiss. Is or 3, 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Bananyag. 3, 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Bayangang Zang Za Da Da. Bayangang Song. 3, 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Banyang Zang. Bayangang Song. 3, 2, 1. 2, get out of here. 2 is guilt through. 2, how long is this tape? 3, 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Banyan Song prevented a breakaway from Brazil's Babeto. God almighty, I hate soccer. Cameroon's Rigoberg Banyan Young Song. I better try that one last time. 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Banyan Nyong Song. Oh, I hate this! Chalk up Bolivia's Luis Cristaldo for both on 3, 2, 1. But the most notable red card of the tournament came when Italian goaltender Gianluca Pagliuca, the mother 3, 2, 1. But the flurry of red cards thus far has taught coaches and players alike to control their play if they'd like to control their fate in this tournament. Oh.
When I left ESPN, one of the things that I wanted to take with me was that, and we had to get it out of the building. Legendary. Gary Miller. Rigoroom Ryung Young Sung. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll talk to our good buddy Chris Haynes, NBA on TNT and NBA insider for Bleacher Report. Had a sit down with Kevin Durant. Durant had some interesting comments. And I was watching the game against Portland last night. And I don't know how many times. Can we check with our stats guy, John Tuvey? How many times has Kevin Durant's jumper been blocked in his career? Because Jeremy Grant got it. And he was in Durant's face last night. It's rare when you see Durant corralled. And you had that last night. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes. Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more. MBUSA.com. A couple of the headlines. Titans handle the Packers by 10. The Browns and Bills are moving to Detroit. The Bills can't practice today. You know, you start to look at this and go, okay, Buffalo would have been fine playing in Buffalo against the Browns. You don't have Deshaun Watson. Now you have to go to Detroit, so you've taken away an advantage there. Now it's a neutral site. You've taken your great crowd out of this, and this is a Buffalo team trying to figure things out. Maybe Cleveland one day wakes up and goes, hey, you know what? We're supposed to be a lot better than what we are. It shouldn't be just based on when we get Deshaun Watson back. World Cup starts on Sunday. Aaron Judge, Paul Goldschmidt win the Most Valuable Player Awards. By the way, the guy who caught the record-breaking home run ball that broke the Yankees record, the 62nd home run ball by Aaron Judge, he's going to take it to auction. Reportedly offered $3 million for that baseball, turned it down, and now it's going to go to auction. And I started to wonder about this. I asked Paulie if he could find out some background information. If you take it to an auction house, does the person who's putting the item up have to pay the auction house, or the person who's buying the item pay the auction house?
I checked in with a buddy, Darren Vell, from the Action Network. He says it varies. Usually the buyer pays the premium for the ball or the charge for the item. So like if you're selling it and the bid is $3.5 million, you should get $3.5 from the auction house. And if there's a 10% charge, buyer's charge, the buyer would pay that. Now, it's negotiable, but usually the seller has all the bargaining power because different auction houses want that baseball, the Judge ball. So,
okay, over under $3 million that this sells for. Because he's betting that it's going to be over $3 million. I'm sure somebody's told him you'll get over $3 million. After taxes, of course, it's going to be a lot less. Yeah, Paul.
Darren Vell also said he thinks it's a dumb risk because it could go for less because it's not a record-setting ball. It is not beating Barry Bonds. And as hot as it was at the time 3 or 4 weeks ago, it may have cooled as a memorabilia item.
Yes, Tom.
I think he got greedy. I'm going to go
2.65. 2.65.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Closest to the hole. Seton O'Connor.
Let's see. I have Mark McGwire's number 70 going for $3 million. So is that where they're starting the baseline?
They shouldn't, because that was a crazy time. That's when everybody was caught up in the home run chase, the baseballs and collecting them. What was it, Todd McFarlane? He was the one who was spending all that money.
But that was $3 million in
98? Eight?
Or nine?
Yeah, 98? Yeah.
I'm going to go 3.75.
Whoa!
Yeah,
okay.
I'm
going to
go over now.
All right. All right. Marv, over under $3 million for this baseball?
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go 274.
Okay, 274. Yes. Paulie?
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go 1.9 million.
Okay.
$1.
4.5.
I'm going under as well, but there could be, you know, that outlier who says, I got to have it. I'm a Yankee fan, and I want that baseball.
Maybe his name is Aaron Judge.
Mm. Is Chris Haynes there, ready to join us?
He sure is.
The popular reporter, sideline reporter, NBA on TNT, an insider for Bleacher Report, sat down with Kevin Durant recently. Chris, good to see you again. Explain to me how you reach out and you get Kevin Durant to sit down for an interview. How long had you been working on that?
First of all, thanks for having me, DP. I text KD probably about 2 or 3 days before he was to come to Sacramento, where I'm based, where I have a home out there in Sacramento, and let him know I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to, you know, try to get him after the game or before the game. And a lot of times, you know, KD is often busy. Sometimes he sees the text, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to put it on his radar. So I did that. He never got a response. So I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure he saw it, but I'll try to get with him at the game. So I arrived at the arena, and Mark Spears, my brother at Antscape, he was there, and we both wanted to chat with KD. So we bumped into KD before he was to take the court for his pregame workout. So we talked to him, chopped it up, man. We haven't seen KD in probably about a year. And so we told him, like, look, we would like to have some time with you. And he was like, no problem, no problem. I got you, brothers. I'll get you after the game. So this was actually after the game. And it wasn't a time it wasn't a time in which he felt like venting because of a loss, because, you know, he was frustrated. This was already set.
Okay.
And so I got with him after the game. We spoke for about 15 minutes.
Anything off limits?
No. I think you saw the story.
What jumped out at you, Chris, from what Durant had to say?
Well, I think what jumped out, I think he knew the line of questioning that I was going to come forth with. What jumped out to me was that for whatever reason, he was just prepared to answer those questions. We never really knew why he requested a trade. You know, he goes into details about how he was going to Steve Nash and telling him, look, I don't think we're prepared properly. We're not doing enough practice. We're not doing enough shell drills. We're not spending enough time on defense. And, you know, KD, like, one thing about covering this guy for, I don't know, half a decade, longer than that, on a day-to-day basis, that I know that he's one of the most tireless workers we have in the superstar class in the NBA. And so he really does value what it takes to compete at a championship level. He values the preparation. And so for him saying that speaks volumes. And I know there's a quote out there that he said where he mentions his teammates about, you know, he talked about the starting five that they brought out there in Sacramento. And basically what he was saying is that, you know, there's all this scrutiny on a team that isn't whole. You know, and that's why he mentioned those names. He's like, what are you expecting from that group? He wasn't mentioning it as disrespect. He's basically saying that these are guys that were not supposed to be starting five caliber guys. They were supposed to be complementary players, and we're doing the best that we can to maximize that group. And in that quote, right after that quote, he says, I'm enjoying playing basketball with them. I'm enjoying getting to see the defenses that teams are throwing against me, and I'm trying to figure it out, navigate it, and work my guys into it. And he's saying he's having probably one of the most fun times of his career. So that part gets left out in him naming that starting five. But, you know, I was just, you know, I really was. I got to be honest. I was just taken back by how upfront he was willing to go that night.
How much blame does he take for what has happened there?
I mean, he definitely has to shoulder some of the blame. I mean, obviously.
But does he? I mean, he helped build this and then wanted to leave. And that's what I said. Look, you want to be a leader. A leader would stay and say, how do we fix this? Not, I want to check out.
Well, I don't know if I buy that, DP, because we've always had superstars that requested trades. And so, you know, it does come a point to where what you sign up for doesn't materialize.
But he wanted Steve Nash. I mean, they wanted DeAndre Jordan, for God's sakes. You got Kyrie. He helped build this. Not every superstar gets to build a team. Pick your coach. And KD did.
He did, but again, it didn't work out. Steve Nash was obviously somebody who didn't have experience as a head coach before. It just didn't pan out. And I think you have to remember, Steve Nash was with the Golden State Warriors on a part-time basis. And, you know, that's when I was in the Bay Area. So I saw the relationship that bonded and was forged between those two. And so I think maybe KD felt like, you know, Steve Nash being in the Warriors infrastructure, seeing how they get down on a preparation basis, I think he felt like, you know, Steve Nash would implement some of those same things there in Brooklyn. And it didn't work out. You know, obviously you got the James Harden situation that went south. He was in for a hot minute and out. The Ben Simmons hasn't worked out. Kyrie Irving, look, yes, there were signs. And I remember when Kevin Durant was a free agent, I went to rented a house in the Beverly Hills that summer. And I went over there to do a story on him. And, you know, I think this was right before, it might've been right after he chose the Nets. And I asked him, I'm like, what's your comfort level with Kyrie at that point? Because at the time, we saw what happened with Cleveland, and we saw what happened to Boston. And I believe at that time, he told me that, you know, we just don't understand Kyrie. You know, he's a hooper. He's just like me. He's somebody who just wants to play basketball. So the impression I got, that he felt like Kyrie was misunderstood. So definitely you have to put some onus on Kevin Durant, because he did have a lot of say-so. But ultimately, he doesn't make the final call. The final calls are from the head coach and from management. And it's just things that he felt that he signed up for did ultimately materialize. And that's what led him to request a trade over the summer.
Talking to Chris Haynes, NBA on TNT, sideline reporter, insider for Bleacher Report. What is the likelihood that Kyrie Irving is not with this team later on, maybe in the next couple of months? Do you think Kyrie's here for this entire season?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
But is he untradeable, and that's why he's going to be there?
Hey, DP, that's why you're good at what you do, man. That's why you're the best, man. Let me answer that question. No, so he will, sources told me he will, is expected to return this Sunday against the Memphis Grizzlies. That will be the Brooklyn Nets' first home game after this road trip. With that being said, you know, look, I can't sit here and lie to you and say that there's much value in trading for Kyrie. I'm on the phones with a lot of teams. His name is not really coming up, you know, even for the Los Angeles Lakers, who he was tied to for much of the offseason. That's just not something I'm hearing right now to answer your question, DP. But if you're talking about beyond this season, do I see Kyrie with the Nets? That's really hard to see. I can't imagine a scenario where he would be a member of the Nets by next season.
I'll leave you with this. We brought this up yesterday or the day before. Is Kyrie Irving a Hall of Famer?
Ooh, I think if his season were to end now, I'm not saying he's not deserving, but I think if his career were to end now, I don't think he would get the votes to get in. He's still young enough. I believe he's 30. So he's still young enough to get six or seven more dominant years under his belt, yeah. Try to get behind just all this drama we've seen over the last 5 years. There's still time enough to solidify that spot. But I think if it were to, his career were to end right now, I don't think he would have the support.
Are you putting in a request to interview Kyrie?
Kyrie knows I'm available.
Is Kyrie available? That's what I want to know.
That's a different question. That's a different question right there. But I think at some point, you know, there's a few requirements, or maybe one requirement left before he's able to play Sunday. I do believe he will have to speak to members of the media before he plays Sunday game. So that's something to look out for.
Before I let you go, Marvin is controlling the playlist today with the cookout. And Marvin, do you want to tell – well, Chris, do you have a playlist for a cookout?
For a cookout? So when I think of a cookout, DP, I'm thinking about throwing something on that grill, throwing a slab of ribs on the grill.
No, music.
Rocking out.
Music. Marvin, give Chris. Hold on. I'm going to have Marvin give you his playlist today that we're playing.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So we got Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let Go. Got to Give It Up, Marvin Gaye. Lakeside, Fantastic Voyage.
Okay.
I had Shalimar, A Night to Remember. And Parliament, Flashlight.
Okay. What I was about to say before you mentioned those songs, I was going to go 70s. Mm-hmm. Anytime you having a cookout, a barbecue, 70s music gets the job done. It gets everybody in the mood. And most of those songs he mentioned were the 70s, if not all of them. So that's how I would rock out.
All right. Just want to make sure, because when I go to Marvin's cookout next summer, I just want to make sure that I'm ready when I get there.
Okay, DP, Marvin, I will say this. Marvin, you got to play the Cupid Shuffle. and get DP in on the dance.
Oh boy,
that's something you got. You got to throw Cupid Shuffle in there.
Well, I was going to say, Chris, if he knew the words to Frankie Beverly and Maze Before I Let Go, somebody going to fix him a plate.
Chris, have you ever been to the Cozy in Indianapolis?
I never have, no.
Okay. I went in there and realized that I was in the minority when I went in there. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna go in and get a beer. Next thing I know, they did the like the Soul Train where they line up on both sides. Yep. And then you got to dance down the middle of it. And I thought, you know what? Let's go. And I was with a, I was with a producer of mine, Charlie Moynihan. I said, Charlie, let's go. And I remember acting like I was on a horse and spanking my backside as I'm heading down the. And I'm like, all right, we're good. And everybody was like, all right, you're all right. We're good with you.
And DP, it only lasts for a few seconds. I know in your mind it may feel like an eternity going down that line. It's over in a few seconds, and you're accepted. So run with it, DP.
Yeah, this was when Indiana was in the NBA Finals, and I thought, all right, let's go get a beer. I just hung out with Mark Jackson, Reggie Miller. We walked over there, and I walked in. It's one of those, like, Animal House. Otis, my man! And you walk in, and everybody turned around, and I'm like, I'm walking to the bar. I'm going to go. I'm going to get a beer. And I needed Stuart Scott there, I think, with me.
Oh, that would have been awesome. DP, man, you always invite to my barbecue, my cookouts, man. Anytime.
Congrats on the interview there, Chris. Always great to talk to you.
DP, take care, brother.
That's Chris Haynes, works for Bleacher Report, also TNT, the NBA on TNT. Yeah, I walked in, and you can't walk out. But I walked in. It's called the Cozy. I don't even know if it's still there in downtown Indianapolis. But I said, you know what? We're in here. And then all of a sudden they started. What's the line called there?
Soul Train line.
Soul Train line. Yeah. Okay. They started. And I thought, and then somebody next to me goes, you probably should dance. And then I go, oh, my God. Here we go. Let me get a shot of Jägermeister. Now we're ready to go. They didn't have Jägermeister, by the way. They didn't have Jägermeister there.
I'll have a peppermint schnapps.
Yes, we don't have that. Goldschlager. No, we don't have that either. All right, let me take a break.
I'll have a Long Island iced tea, please.
Yes, please. Something with an umbrella.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.